It's a committee. That's the unique part of what they're doing, outside of Russell being actually a runner as well. But it's a committee. JD, take my hat off to him, does a great job. Rawls comes in, does a great job. And then Lacey comes back and gives them that power of balance. And I think the committee of those three guys plus Russell gives them a great run balance. And you say that with high regard. He has the ability to get outside the pocket. He's very athletic. And I think the thing is, amongst a lot of other quarterbacks that scramble, he's still scrambling to throw, but has the ability to really, really run it. And I think that's the most unique part about Russell, where he's the ultimate, he's really the ultimate competitor. A lot of people tell him that he can't, and he's going out to prove it. And we understand that. And understanding that within the first play, if you win that, within the play, you got to win the second play playing this guy, because it's never over. He does a lot. So we got to understand plastering, understanding that the play is not over, understanding that routes will be converted, and we have to do a good job of playing the second play. That's really it.
Are they using Jimmy Graham any differently or just using him more?
I wouldn't say differently. I would say that he's maximizing his opportunities. They got enough guys outside, P. Rich, Locke, to stretch the field. Doug, they got enough guys to stretch the field, and now he's just being isolated. Now you got to win that one-on-one match with him. You know, you can't just sit there and wait on him and understand that he's the only guy. They got multiple guys that can now stretch the field, and Russ ends up finding him.
How easy is it to, I know it's never easy, but when you got a guy out there getting six sacks and so forth, how easy is it to dial up the defense and Adrian's out there doing that type of thing?
You know what, man? That was the second time I've been around something like that. Chris Clemens that Monday night had five. And it's been a blessing to watch those guys have those career days, man. And when you're dialing it up from the standpoint and you see them in their zone, it's grace, what we call it. And as we look at it, is it going to happen like that every week? But you watch the guy, and we always continue to talk about his consistency every week, watching him get better and better. So we weren't surprised, but it's just one of those days that we probably won't ever see like that. I've been fortunate enough to be around two of them, very blessed. But he brings it every week the same way. And you have to understand that he has to bring that this week as well. And we all got to help him out, because it's, like I said, it's the play within the play that you have to now win with this guy.
I was going to ask, if I asked you one primary difference between Jimmy Graham's skill set and those of Seth Gronkowski, can you think of one thing differentiates him more than others?
I wouldn't say it's a lot of more similarities than it is differences. They're both big. They both can run. I think from the standpoint, what they're asked to do in their offense might be the only difference. With Gronk is the primary receiver. With Jimmy is isolated to find the plays that they wanted him to make, and he runs those routes great. And I think from that standpoint, he's a big target that Russell does a great job of finding. He's understanding the offense more. Gronk's more isolated. They find him wherever. And that's the difference between the two.
You talked about the discipline that goes with going against a guy like Russell. You know, I saw last week, you know, they were falling for his pump fakes. You know, Arizona, they knew going in what they were going to get. How do you guard against that? You know, even though you know what he's going to do, still falling victim to
it. It's going to take 11 guys, mm-hmm. because that's the thing. He can make one guy miss, mm-hmm. but it's hard to make 11 miss. Mm-hmm. So I think from that standpoint, it's going to take a collective effort. Understanding our rush lanes, that's the most important thing. Understanding how you rush a quarterback of this magnitude is really the key. And he has the ability, even if he's crossed the line of scrimmage, to still pump fake you. And because he's that good, we have to honor it. But I told the guys, understand this. He is also a runner, and that's the cool part about it. You know, he's out of the pocket, and he's now a runner. So you have to just understand that you have to tackle him as a running back.
Coach, it seemed like there was an increased sense of physicality in the secondary last week against Dallas. Was that something? something you guys emphasize in practice and a mentality you want to have, you know, moving forward?
We've always emphasized it. I think you saw the consistency of it. That's really what you saw. And I think that's a testament to the players. That was the one thing that we challenged them on as coaches. You know, when you get to this time of the year, it's always about coaching the coaches and coaching the players to coach the coaches. And that's the difference between teams that now take that next step. And that's really what you saw.
Were you the in Seattle when both KJ Wright and Bobby Wagner were there, or just Bobby Wagner?
Both.
Someone said today that in order to be effective in running the ball against them, they're really the two that you have to block and really watch out for. What about those two makes them so talented and such a unique challenge to go against?
First of all, take my hat off to where those, both of those guys have what they become. I came in after the year that KJ got drafted, and I was there the year Bobby got drafted. And to watch these guys excel in the defense and now become the leaders of the defense, parts of that, it's amazing because you know they put the time in. Physical ability to cover what you ask a linebacker to do from that standpoint. Not just smart, but very instinctual. So we're going to have our hands full from that standpoint. And our guys are excited about it. That's a part of this league that no one likes to talk about. But the parity of talent that you go against, you have respect for them. And the Ray Lewis's of the world aren't here anymore. But you got to respect those two guys because they bring it every week. I tell you one thing, man, being in that building, Coach Cave is going to have anybody who's playing against us ready to play. And I think that's the huge part about it, that you got to understand that they're going to have their run game ready to make sure that they take care from that standpoint. Play action game will be ready, and the linemen will be ready to play combos. So I think from that standpoint, if he plays, it's going to be a challenge. If he doesn't, I know Cable and that crew are going to have him ready to play.